Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting second. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Gene Bearden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bishop. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bishop. And now, play ball. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball four. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh bunts towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bearden, and towards Marsh, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dyke. The throw from Murray and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-0 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields the ball and throws to Bearden covering. Safe. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Niemann is thrown out after the base hit. Marsh scores. It's 1-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark scores. Zerniel moves to third. Philly moves to second. 2 outs. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray is walked intentionally. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel scores. Philly moves to third. Murray moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Murray scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Fain reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Joost moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Earl Hurst now pitching. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Allie Clark. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zerniel strikes out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry is called out on strikes. 1 out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Marsh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz bunts in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Marsh moves to third. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hooper now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Hoag now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Bobby Hoag. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.